Here we go.
Good afternoon. This is a phase one hearing for Melissa Freelander, ADC number 198900. This is a commutation phase one hearing. Board members participating in this hearing this afternoon are the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, the Honorable Mr. David Neal, and my name is C.T. Wright. We have a three-member panel, and it has been approved for us to go ahead with this hearing. I will point out the fact that based on information that we have, Ms. Freelander is serving a term of, well, now we do, since we're just going to start, we have four board members present. The Honorable Mr. Kiwanis has joined us, and we have not, and we're just now beginning. So please feel free to be a part of this hearing, Mr. Kiwanis. Okay, Ms. Freelander is serving a term for one term for that of aggravated DUI, and she is serving 1.5 years, and she's requesting a reduction of 1.6 years. And based on information that's been presented to the board by the Department of Corrections, the CSBD is listed at February 14, 2021. The CSED is listed as May 15, 2022. And the ERCD is listed as May 2nd, 2021. If she was granted the reduction of 1.6 years, the CSBD would move up to November 3rd of 2019. She is currently serving this sentence, or 7.5, for aggravated DUI, and I will point out the fact that she had gone home, and then once she was home, then she had already had regular medicine. And then a friend came by, according to her description, and she was offered some methamphetamine. She had the methamphetamine, then she got into her vehicle and drove, and as a result of that, she passed her exit sign, and then she looked around, she let her windows down in the vehicle that she was driving, and the next thing she knew, according to her, was that the police officer was there, helping her out of the vehicle. The police officer did report that, based on their observation, that she was must have been intoxicated, and as much as when they asked her to walk, she almost fell to the ground. They also indicated that she was positive for THC, methamphetamine, as well as amphetamine. And one of the reasons that she felt that she was having some problem was the fact that she had relocated to Arizona from Africa, from Norway in Africa, and apparently she felt that she had not fully adjusted back to the U.S. I will point out the fact that she's had lots of psychological training before she was sentenced, and she still was given the sentence. Of lawyers had to do a psychological evaluation, and those documents were included as part of her package that's being presented to this board. I would also point out the fact that based on observation and looking at Ames, and I believe one reason that she received this, the court gave her this sentence, was the fact that she had had several other convictions, and all of them, although they were not major, but all of them had to do with drugs and narcotics, and going all the way back to 2005 and 2005, and then 2009 marijuana violation, then in 2009 marijuana violation, then in 2009 again marijuana violations, and then of course in 2014 is what we're looking at now, dangerous drug violations, and the final one also in 2014 was aggravated DUI, and this was repetitive, and I believe this is one reason that the department, that the court system gave her this sentence. She felt that it was excessive inasmuch as she felt that initially she was offered a plea of 5 years. Her lawyer suggested that that was too much, and then she felt that the maximum of 6 years would be appropriate. However, she was sentenced to 7.5 years, and as I've stated, I believe that one reason that she was given the 7.5 years was because of her previous record and because she was driving under the influence. Therefore, I don't feel that the sentence was excessive in view of the fact of her history of using drugs in the past. If she had not had this record of drugs in the past, I might see this as being excessive, but this was not her first time. Therefore, as one board member, I do not see it as being excessive, but I am prepared to listen to other board members who might see it otherwise. Or whatever. Yes, and Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse is ready to make
an important
statement to the board.
I agree with you, and I would also mention that counts 2, 3, and 4 were dismissed in this conviction, so there were 3 more potential counts that she could have been convicted on, and that she had violated a probation for possession of dangerous drugs. So the drug activity continued.
And thanks for pointing that out, and she had just gotten off of probation about a month before this one took place. It was just drug after drug after drug in her case. Anything else from other board members at this time? Hearing nothing else, therefore I'm going to offer a motion, and my motion is going to be very simple, is not to pass her to phase two, and that is my motion, not to pass to phase two by myself, C.T. Wright.
A second.
Agreed by the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Wallace and the Honorable Mr. Neal. This will bring her hearing to an end. This is Ms. Melissa Freelander, ADC number 198900, and the board has voted unanimously not to pass her to phase two. Thank you, and this hearing is over.